guys, this is your warning. We do post up spoilers at times we're relatively offensive. We use vulgar language. So if you think that any of those are going to offend you in any way, shape, or form, take your step back right now. Because, buddy, this is not the place for you. Anywho, have fun listening to us. And, yeah, this has been your final warning.
Welcome to another chaotic episode of Cinematic Anarchy, where we are ending our season 5 with what should technically begin a new podcast for us. We are going to be discussing the 1993 flick Buffy the Vampire Slayer. No, not the TV show, not Sarah Michelle Gellar, Christy Swanson.
The OG.
And with us today to discuss the film, we have Miss Farah.
Hello! Why did I sound, like, ridiculously British?
I have no idea. That's
hello,
your thing.
Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire here.
Going for Miss Doubtfire.
All right.
Hello!
Hello!
And we have Sarah from Two Chicks Talkin' Flicks.
Hi!
Hello!
Oh, it's Two Chicks Talkin' Flicks. I've been wanting to meet you. Yes!
And, of course, we have Piper, who I'm having a little trouble hearing. You were loud and clear.
Hi.
You were loud and clear up until 2 seconds ago, and now you sound a little distant.
You can't, really?
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
See, there you go. Now you're projecting a little better. You brought the microphone a little closer.
I'm almost deep-throating it.
Well, try not to swallow the microphone.
That just makes perfect.
Spitters are quitters.
If you're choking on the microphone, you might want to spit it out.
Some people like to gag. I'm just saying. Anyway,
yeah, I don't know. It's been a few years.
Get out of my facial.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Come on, you got three girls here.
probably the most famous line from that movie now is, like, besides the is get out of my facial.
Yeah, I always thought it was don't tread on me. But the get out of my facial, I think is, yeah, I agree.
It's like Hilary Swank became iconic in that one moment.
Oh no. God, right? Sorry. I get that you guys like the Valley Girl sayings, but my favorite has to come from Stephen Root, where he's basically talking to Buffy. He goes, think of me as Gary Murray, party guy. Party now you're on the drugs, right?
Is that the guy who plays the principal?
Yeah, that's the guy that plays the principal.
Oh, he's classic.
King
of the Hill, you know.
Detention. I think I got them all. Oh, wait.
Like,
nope.
They're dead. They're dead.
The funniest thing he did was, like, you know, Hilary Swank starts screaming. He's just like, bonk.
Yeah,
that's like her one of the few lines she has in the last 10 minutes of the movie is just her screaming at high pitch. Just,
What's with this coach? Why is he such a feel good?
I think the coach is also probably the guidance counselor for the school.
That's what I thought.
You were late today. Why don't you sit down and think about how that made me feel?
Yeah. I was like, he is not the original coach, I think. I think he is a temporary, my kid's old school, the coach was the assistant principal, that was also the gym teacher.
Oh, jeez.
No. Maybe he's a temporary coach because the other coach got a little bit in trouble for probably fumbling one of the cheerleaders.
Oh.
Somebody got an ouchie.
Well, that never happened in the 90s.
Nobody just talked about it in the 90s.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too. I have to bring this up because I brought this up to Farah in the car, and she was like, wait, what the fuck? Mm. Did anybody else recognize Ben Affleck in this movie?
Yes.
I have watched this movie.
Everybody.
Go ahead.
We have talked about this, Chris. We knew he was in the movie.
I had seen this movie I don't know how many times, and I had no fucking clue.
He was a brown tie.
That we have talked about this before we even decided to do this episode.
We did?
We have, what, about at least Ben Affleck? 3 times.
Do you have proof, recorded conversations?
I don't remember this shit. How did I miss it?
You recorded the conversations, not me.
Okay, because genuinely I was surprised as hell that Ben Affleck was in this flick. So I had to roll it back. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Was that Ben Affleck?
Well, even more funny.
It's like, 5 minutes ago.
In the group chat yesterday, that Seth Green, who plays Oz in the TV show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
he told me that
is in this movie, but his scene was cut.
Yeah.
Like, there's actually a picture on the internet that he posted somewhere where he was playing, like, a nerdy type of vampire.
He was supposed to be in this movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. He was, like, he filmed the scene.
Yeah, I came this close to meeting him in November, but my fucking kid got sick.
So no, I will talk about my meetings once we do the when we start getting into the TV show itself.
I was gonna name my son after him, okay? Like
Ricky Lake. Yes, Ricky Lake was the waitress
that
they threw change
at. In this movie?
That I
never noticed that before.
Yeah.
I didn't know Ricky Lake was in this movie.
The bar scene right after they get out of the movies, they have Pike and what's his name? Why am I not remembering the other guy's name?
Hillary Swank walks in with the
his friend.
Yellow jacket.
Oh.
I didn't notice Ricky
And the
Lake.
Two guys are getting the hot dog. She's the waitress that they get the hot dog from.
Oh. Wow.
Before,
I was like, hey, that's Ricky Lake.
Before David Arquette gets his dog unceremoniously slashed for sticking it in Buffy's face.
That wasn't David Arquette who did that.
That's
David Arquette
his
was
fault.
Still at the bar. Wasn't he?
No, he was the one that got slashed. He got his hot dog cut.
You're right.
Essentially, he got a Buffy circumcision.
I ruined my hot dog.
Actually, I think he got a Buffy transition.
Right before Luke Perry choked on a mouthful of bun.
Oh my god.
That was basically that was like the pre. Buffy should have went to medical school and did all the male to female transitions because she got it on Snap.
I don't know. I mean, I feel
started with a wiener, ends with a wiener.
I totally forgot about his sister being in the movie.
I feel like she could do the split tongue thing. She'd do that.
Well, she definitely could.
I'm not sure I'd trust her with a gender transition.
Well, I mean, she did do it on a wiener.
I mean, she was kind of ditzy.
Patricia.
I don't think she'd do good in medical school.
Patricia, Alexis, what?
Ugh, that 90s hair.
He said his sister was in this movie.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah, Alexis Arquette.
Yeah.
Was she playing a man or a woman?
Took over as the DJ, right?
But
the one
I don't
that pushed
remember.
Slash out of the way.
So she played a man. Oh my god, that was her?
Yes.
Well, it's one of
I didn't know
until
I checked
ask,
IMDb.
Even as a woman, she still played male parts. Because she, even as a woman, she played Caligula in Xena for like 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh wow.
So, yeah, it was this was pre-transition though.
Oh, okay.
Well, like I said, I still had to ask because even when she was transitioning, she still played male parts.
I didn't even recognize Slash because Slash didn't look like Slash at all.
I didn't even remember.
Yeah.
He
was the DJ that got pushed out of the way by Alexis Arquette.
That was him?
Yeah, that was him.
This guy kind of looks like O.J. Simpson. That's what I thought the first time I saw it.
Oh my god.
A
if that was the
OJ.
Case, we have all the hits in the 90s. In
oh,
one
my
movie.
God, right?
Oh, boy.
Okay, so the one thing that I had a real problem with was the actual cheerleading. They were just, like, shaking the pom-poms. I'm like, that. Maybe I'm used to seeing it, like, Glee and everything, where it's full gymnastics. And then they show her doing the, like, why?
This is early 90s cheerleading
maybe
in a movie.
I forget how, like,
Okay, I got a question. Who the hell thought spandex under a crop top and a skirt was sexy?
Again.
Like, I've never seen that in
spandex,
any cheerleader movies from
right?
the 80s or 90s or 2000s, except in Buffy. Another reason
late 80s, early 90s movie that took place in a gym or a high school essentially had those kinds of outfits.
Oh, he's going to eat her earring. Oh, my God.
It's not a good look. It happens. Oh, what?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah,
her earring.
I don't think he was about to eat her earring. Ugh.
I didn't like the depiction of Joyce in this movie either.
Joyce.
Like, they were like absentee, like horrible parents.
I don't think her name was Joyce. It's like, you know,
she was
the TV
worst.
Show,
yeah.
She was a considerate mother, like a caring mother who couldn't connect with her daughter.
No,
the TV,
still
the
cried.
Movie.
This one didn't give a fuck what her daughter
she
did.
Didn't, she was like, you're home late. Or like, she was like, what time is it? But she didn't care that she was home so late. She just wanted to know what time it was because they're going out.
Right.
They were worried because she was worried about being late.
Yeah. She didn't care where the daughter was. A daughter's getting
like,
felt
and Buffy,
up as whatever.
Buffy's mom in the show would not allow a boy to stay over without the door being open. This one's leaving them to go on a trip with the boy already there.
Yep.
Everywhere that you look for that credit, though, has this woman listed as Joyce.
Does
really?
It?
Yes.
Do they
I
ever
don't,
say her name?
Oh, wow.
I don't think that they have it listed in the credits at the end of the movie. I think it's just Buffy's
just
mom.
IMDb. Yeah.
But I think every place else that you look up that credit, they credit it as Joyce.
Hmm.
in spite of the fact that technically,
they don't say her name.
Night and day characters.
Very night and day. Well, I mean,
well, mothers don't get.
If you look at Buffy herself from the show and the movie, very night and day characters. This Buffy is a stupid airhead. Buffy right? in the show, she has some airhead tendencies, but she did have some smarticles. She wasn't completely stupid. She was like, she was a valley girl you could relate to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want to know something that bothers me?
What bothers
you? Yes, please. So the cheerleaders wear purple and gold cheerleading uniforms.
Yeah.
The basketball players, when not playing basketball, wear a purple Letterman jacket. But their uniforms are blue and gold.
Really?
Which makes no sense.
Maybe they couldn't find blue spandex.
I
mean, there's high demand for spandex in the early 90s.
It's a misogynistic way to say that the cheerleaders are as much of an accessory as the jackets were.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
No, their jackets look... Oh, the Letterman jackets are purple.
Right.
But their uniforms, you said, are blue? Are they, like...
Yeah, they're, like, a royal borderline blue
was the cast... Was the costume department... Were they colorblind? The costume department... They're really cutting the budget there by having a colorblind costumer. That also happens
on the show Degrassi, and it drives me bananas.
Oh my god!
Because school colors are usually pretty solid. They don't. They're not all over the place like that.
Yeah.
It's normally like.
Do you remember what ours was?
If you're going to go with purple and gold, which is what we're established in the very beginning of the movie, with their I won't lie, that dance was a little catchy. But, like, it's established that their colors are purple and gold, and next thing you know, during the basketball game where Buffy's, like, taking down a vampire at the same time, you know, their colors, like, the cheerleaders are dressed in purple and gold while the basketball fuckers are in blue.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Mm. It doesn't make any sense, because now you don't know who they're cheering for. Who are you cheering for? We're just cheering for ourselves.
What was the other team?
You know what? They're those in the purple and gold, they're cheering for the dudes in red.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have to ask a question. Because I've seen some of these weird cheers that they do, like back when cheerleading was not considered a sport in movies. Because we have a lot of movies now that consider cheerleading a sport. This is not one of them.
This is just a shake. Right. So
what are the cheers that they do? I'm trying to understand. Funky is your chicken? How loose is your goose? And then they're like, our goose is totally loose. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself... I don't know if you want to be cheering that out loud to anybody.
It's fine, they're admitting they're all hoes. And I ain't mad at it. No ho shaming here.
But I gotta tell you, I've done that cheer several times, and that wasn't our mascot.
I think they just have...
I had never heard that before.
I think it's all just barnyard animals they're talking about. Because
well, that would have been good at the Aggie.
They're the Hogs.
Yeah, except we didn't have teams.
I'm trying to figure out why they have a team called the Hogs in the middle of California.
Oh, my God.
Well, but you also have to think, like, it kind of plays into where the TV show goes, too, because when Buffy moves to Sunnydale, the team's name is the Razorbacks. Which is a pig.
The Razorbacks, yeah. I understand.
That's a wild pig, isn't
that
it?
That I understand.
Isn't a hog a wild pig? Like, I mean, can you have
Razorbacks, if you take Razorback versus hog, Razorbacks are technically a much more vicious version of just a regular hog.
When they were doing the movie, they were trying not to possibly piggyback off of a complete, like, actual team's name. One second.
Well, you hear the word hog, and the first thing you're thinking is barnyard animal. You hear razorback.
Or cop.
You're not...
That's pig.
No, that's pig. sorry to any cops that might be listening. Anyway, I'm not cop shaming. No. Well, some of them I am, but that's for a completely different reason.
I know, my dad was a cop, but I'm anti-cop. What's wrong with me?
But when you hear razorback... paints a different image altogether.
She wasted my dog!
Yes. Yes, we're playing the movie in the background, and at this point,
she did the slice.
Yeah, David Arquette has a split wiener. This was also one of my favorite things in the film. There was a running gag between Donald Sutherland and Luke Perry, where every time Donald Sutherland would show up in front of Luke Perry, somehow he would pass out.
Nah. Really? Yeah. I didn't notice that.
He's like, do you know this guy? Yes, he has a tendency to pass out when I show up.
Oh my god.
I also
David Arquette, I've never been a fan of. He just seems like a big goof.
He's not Giles in this. This is not Giles. I forget Merrick. Not Merrick. What is the guy's name in this? Now I'm going to have to look
at Merrick?
No, Merrick is the Rutger Hauer's character in this.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember the name of Donald Sutherland's Watcher character, which right now is escaping me. But it won't in a minute. Oh, it is Merrick. Okay, so Donald Sutherland is Merrick. Lothos is the one played by Rutger Hauer. Pardon me for mixing up my old Buffy lore. Because this had nothing to do with anything.
And I just watched this and I already forgot the names.
But Merrick as a Watcher is far more fucking stalker creepy than Giles ever was.
Yeah.
Like, he's also not as funny.
Well, Donald Sutherland's not really funny to begin with. I can't think of a single thing.
Oh, God, no comedic timing.
Has he ever even smiled?
No, wait. I'm wrong. Donald Sutherland did do one movie that was unintentionally funny for his performance.
What was that?
The old Invasion of the Body Snatchers movie.
It did pass up.
There's this whole scene, it's been memed everywhere, where, like, the people that were invaded or were basically replaced in the Invasion of the Body Snatchers, whenever they see a human, basically they would open their mouth wide and just point. And there was this whole, it's been memed everywhere. Just this picture of him with his mouth just wide open, pointing ahead, eyes bulging.
That. Yeah.
Unintentionally funny.
How do you not tread on the earth?
Unintentionally funny.
Yeah, oh my God.
I've seen a lot of movies recently that I've seen, like, people do roles that I didn't realize they were involved in, and I'll have to look it up later because I want to send you some information on an old Jeff Goldblum flick where he was a rapist.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he was a gang. Surprising. He was a gang guy and a rapist, which was really fucking weird.
That is weird.
I'm like, that's...
See, now look at her gymnastics. Why isn't the team doing that? I mean, I've seen 5-year-olds
because she is the Slayer
doing more gymnastics in their cheer routine.
You gotta Jacob think about it this way. Football. Like, when you're trying to put one person, like, if you think about the show, like, and yeah, we're gonna have to keep referencing the show, it's like, into every generation a Slayer is born, one girl in all the world.
Right.
You gotta, it's like, in this movie they're trying to set up that one girl.
But they've already established.
She's going to stand out a little bit. So she's,
that makes sense. She's going to be,
Why does this version of Buffy have to be the same version every era, though? Like, because even the old Buffy looked like her.
Oh. What old Buffy?
Oh.
No, I'm saying in the movie, when they go into the past, Buffy looks like her.
I can explain this from an episode of Charmed.
Okay.
There's an episode of Charmed called Pardon My Past where Phoebe's past self in the 20s was evil. But she also recognized her cousins who looked who looked exactly like her sisters, except for, you know, different style, different haircut. And it's the thing is, the soul recognizes soul. That's why it looks similar to the person we see in the future.
You're explaining Joss's universe with something from Aaron Spelling.
I surely am. Okay.
Do not 90210 Buffy the Vampire Slayer, please. Oh, my
God. It must be cold in there, too, because she's at alert.
It's charming.
In spite of the fact that the TV show fucking reuses that set.
Really?
The set that they use for the high school.
Yeah.
In Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show was also the same courtyard that they used for the school in 90210.
Oh.
Well, there's also a house that is famous in, like, it's called Murder House, like in American Horror Story.
It's also used in Buffy season four. Oh, really?
I can't wait to get to that.
American Horror Story.
We will get into that around the end of March when we start doing this.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's put a pin in that.
We got a bit before we get to
season 4.
Wait,
it's March.
Four.
I'm like, that's months away. It's March now. What?
Right, the end of March.
Yeah, no, but still, wow.
Not that far away.
Right?
I want to know why
I feel like January took forever.
Oh, you want to know what?
He could just tell Buffy to come follow him to a graveyard.
But she just does.
Where's the stranger danger in this movie?
Right?
That's not the sitch.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, no, come on. We have to go. He's I'm like, no.
Sorry, it's past your medication time, buddy.
Can we also get into Rutger Hauer? Like, you know, going, please.
All right.
Please.
I mean, the second that he starts Freddy Kruegering her, I've seen you in your dreams. I know what your dreams are about. Oh, it's like, ah, dude, nope, go away. I would be out of there. I don't know.
But like, excuse me, sir, I saw these movies and I know how they end. Okay, bye.
Yep.
Mind you, she's not particularly bright. This is the same girl that a few scenes earlier was like, ozone layer? Yeah, we have to do away with that.
Yeah, right.
What? What? Okay.
What's a plague on this earth? Bugs.
Bugs.
I know, right? Oh, my God. But I was really disappointed there was not, like, a big bug theme at the end, at the prom scene. They didn't decorate.
I love how we just end up with a bunch of flowers.
I know. Flowers. What's that got to do with anything?
Like, what do the flowers do to you?
It's a plague.
Don't you like getting those
the
from your
flowers are a plague.
Like, girl,
we gotta do away with them.
Valley girl of the 90s, you must love it when your man buys you gifts like flowers and chocolates.
Oh my god.
Come on, guys. They have like four other dances they have to have
I know.
Money for.
You know, and IMDb lists it as the final prom. Dance. It's, IMDb
yeah.
says
it's the final
it's the
dance before those other four.
No.
But it's, no, I know. I was like, wait, that's not the prom.
It's like the winter formal.
Yeah,
or something
it's like
that.
Something. Well, how do they have formal? Four dances in 1 year?
I mean, we had four dances, but we had one. No, wait, we might have just had homecoming and prom.
Yeah,
there might have been one.
In our school, we didn't even have a junior prom. We had senior prom, and that was we had a few minor little dances.
I was that guy that never went to any dance.
Oh, well.
Didn't go to any dances.
You know.
Why the hell am I going to go to a dance at an agricultural school? I went to one in my freshman year.
We brought some Goldschlager. Remember that?
I think it was that first one.
Is that alcohol?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's the.
It had pieces of gold flakes in it.
It's like cinnamon
it
flavored.
Fancy.
It's like cinnamon
I'm
flavored
not
alcohol.
I don't need my shit be sparkly.
Right?
We keep talking over each other.
I don't need my shit sparkling at me from the toilet.
Oh, no. He says we're talking over each other.
Oh, no. I'm just saying we're all talking over each other, so none of this is going to make sense to anybody. We're talking to each other, but we're all talking over each other.
Okay, well, you didn't say you had to make, you know. It's a format. I thought
There is sort of a format. We understand that, you know, people are going to listen to this. And they're going to have to decipher the three different conversations, four different conversations, all being held at the same time.
At least you don't have the volume on in the movie.
Can we talk about Hilary Swank and why she's kind of a bitch in this movie?
Why? You're like stepping on her toes.
Oh my god.
Like, that jacket would have looked phenomenal on Buffy.
It looked ugly on her.
So in horror movies, are there not, do they not have coffins? Like, how did the guy just gets out of the grave? Like,
You're over here focused on one thing. We're talking about Hilary Swank.
No, I know.
You know, you're
my ADHD brain is, it's in both places.
You're legitimately watching the movie, and we're like over here, like, Hilary Swank's a bitch. Yeah, but this guy in the coffin.
All right, quick note on that one. So she has an answer because it's been answered in the TV show. Yeah, they're in coffins. They've punched their way through it and dug their way up. Because you're just focused on the fact they may not have a coffin. You're not focusing on the fact that they're buried 6 feet underground.
Yeah.
Well, this is also insinuating that the people in this universe do not immediately turn into vampires.
Right?
Like, they are dead for a period of time before they resurrect.
Yeah, I mean, how long is it dead?
They're only dead for about
3-4
hours, even in the TV show.
Well, this one just got out of the grave. I mean, you don't get buried the same day.
I have buried somebody before.
Yeah.
It does not take that little time.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I have to bring up, like, three different things here. First of all, Hilary Swank was being a bitch because she realized that next year she had to do the next Karate Kid. So the entire film, she's like, oh my god, what did I get myself into? You know?
Shit on that movie so much, and it was not that bad.
Oh, it was horrible.
His friend is just floating in the air, and he thinks he's just drunk. How
you
much did
Buffy
he drink?
The Vampire Slayer movie is good.
Right? This movie
was... And then you hate on the next Karate Kid.
This movie was great, the next Karate Kid sucked. Ralph Macchio the way.
This movie was not great, but let's get back into Hilary Swank being a bitch.
Nah.
Okay.
What was
like
your
I said,
other? You had 3 points.
Well, Hilary Swank's that girl that the girl that you get in certain groups that sort of she's disgusted by everything. Like everything's below her, beneath her.
Yeah.
You know, she's more than willing
she's
to kind
of million dollar baby.
She's more than willing to kind of put down her friends for her own benefit. Like when she talked about that jacket being so last year,
but
and then
she
went and bought the jacket.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want you to have it.
It was the last year. It was so 5 minutes
ago. 5 minutes ago, oh yes. God.
Okay, so 5 minutes ago. Yes. And now it's retro because it's 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
But, like, Buffy had on yellow Doc Martens, and that jacket would have been phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Yellow How Doc did Martens. I miss the Doc Martens?
It's wow. When she leans over that other guy to make out with her boyfriend in the car.
Yeah. Just sticks right. her ass in his face.
Yeah, the worst kiss scene ever.
Yeah.
Just, why would you dive over another guy to kiss your boyfriend? Right? This guy is Make obviously trying to summon all of his willpower not to just to not grab her ass.
In a mini dress at that.
Right? Why wouldn't she go around?
I mean, I'm going to go back to that jacket. I thought that jacket was ugly from the get-go. I was just like, ew.
I'm not a fan of yellow.
In early 90s fashion, it wouldn't have been considered ugly. No. Now, it just looks horrible.
I mean,
ugly.
Oh my God, look at the mother's really cool. I didn't notice the mother's sweater.
Ugly, but it was even uglier when the other girl who wanted to be part of the popular crowd, Jennifer, her name is, like, she's the quiet one who just goes along with everything, shows up in a black leather jacket with, like graffiti painting on it. I was like, bitch, that's ugly on you, too.
Just stop. Ew.
But did you see the mom's sweater? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Bedazzled
the woman who plays Joyce in this wears some really tacky clothes. Like, horrible. Horrible.
That's just funny because the woman who played, Christine Sutherland, who plays Buffy's and plays Joyce in the TV show, she's talked about the wardrobe that she had. And she's like, some of it was just so unflattering. It's like, but you weren't supposed to be a mom. You weren't supposed to be sexy. You didn't become sexy until you, we'll talk about that later. Never mind. Anyway. I'm not trying to ruin things for Fairy here, who's going to be joining us on the other.
Oh, I watched one episode, two now, I think, of the show.
Yes,
you know? That got and you, I looked up her mom then.
On all the seasons.
The woman who played her mom then was younger than us now. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She was 42 at the time. Sarah Michelle Gellar
was only 19 playing a 16-year-old, so.
Remind me again, I don't feel old enough.
Sarah Michelle Gellar was the youngest of the cast until Eliza Dushku got on the scene.
Okay.
Because Eliza was 17 when she joined, and she had to get special permission to join it, and still had to go through schooling while she was on it.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we talking about like the TV Beverly, show suddenly?
Beverly Hills 90210 there.
Well, we were talking about Joyce's Christine Sutherland's age when she played the mom.
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, she looks kind of old, and then I had to look it up, and I'm like, oh, man. She's like 4 years younger than me. Or like when I saw, oh God, what's her name? Melissa Joan Hart, like, as a mom of a teen.
Playing a grandmother?
Time. Oh, even before that, when I saw her as a teen mom, I'm like, she's like my age. How does she have a teen? And then I was like, oh my God, I have a 17-year-old.
I remember her in Clarissa Explains It All.
I know.
Oh my God, me too.
Well, how is Elliot Page 37?
Did you really?
Wasn't he just Juno? Yeah.
Wait, I talked to her, like, assistant or something, and he was going to have her on, and then he never responded.
Oh,
that was very sad.
Who are we talking about?
The assistant to Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That would have been awesome.
That was very sad, because she was in one of my favorite movies, and...
Which one?
Can't Hardly Wait.
I have not seen that.
Oh, yes. Oz. There were quite a few people in that movie that oh God, what is that guy's name? The lead guy from that movie.
From what movie?
Ethan Embry.
Ethan Embry. That's why I wanted to say something else. Ethan something or other, but Embry was right. Okay. So, favorite scenes in this movie. Go. We'll start with you, Sarah.
I really like when... I like the prom scene. I think that one's really good. And I really like when we have Pee-wee pretending to die.
Oh, yeah.
And he's...
Oh, God, yes. He continues it post credit too.
Oh really?
So if you watch all the credits, the very last thing you see at the end of after the credits is him finishing his death scene.
R.I.P.
Yes.
Which was completely improvised.
We lost 4 people in this movie.
Oh man,
that's sad.
That's what happens.
And it's not the people you would think.
No, you'd think that Donald Sutherland would have gone before any of them.
When did he?
Because he was pretty old in this movie.
Like a year or so ago? Was it? When did he go?
Donald Sutherland?
Yeah.
He isn't dead.
He's Donald alive. Sutherland.
No, what? He's alive.
He's alive?
He's alive.
I thought he died last year. Who no, am I thinking
doing,
of?
He's doing the Hunger Games movie up until they ended.
Oh, yeah. No. I thought he died after.
To break it to you, but he's alive.
Yeah, he's alive. Rucker okay, Hauer believe- has died.
Yeah, oh my god, I thought
Donald Luke Sutherland Perry died. Has died.
So Donald Sutherland must be in his 90s,
Paul
right?
Paul Rubens has died.
Yeah.
Who else has died?
Alexis Arquette. Yeah.
Well, so, I was talking about
oh, Alexa thought we
being.
Were talking to her. Alexa just was like, what did you say?
So,
shut up, Alexa.
I know, right?
We lost Alexis Arquette, Luke Perry, Paul Rubens, and Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Hauer.
Not Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland.
Not Donald Sutherland.
And, of course, we also lost the career of Christy Swanson.
Oh, my God.
Because she hasn't really done anything.
Why? You thought that would have been the... Really?
I
don't think I've seen anything else she's done.
I don't think she's a bad actress. It's just like, after I watched this, I just wasn't a fan of hers at all. Because I'm just like... Ooh.
I've seen her in other things.
I was looking for IMDb, and I'm like, I don't think I've seen any of
these.
The
one thing that I remember her in outside of this, like, that sticks out prominently, is her role. She was the bitchy ex-girlfriend that dumped Adam Sandler in the beginning of Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Because she thought she was above him. So that's,
and then
I remember
she gets
that.
The guy with the old balls.
Yes. And then the only other person that I remember. The only other movie I remember her specifically for, and it's only because I sat down and watched this film from beginning to end, and it was horrible, Highway to Hell.
Oh, I thought you were about to say Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You're ringing.
Morgan, they're bringing her back at 10.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Them. I was like, yeah, well, my door's unlocked. My mom's home. They'll
yes,
be fine.
Okay, somebody's going to be there.
They have their own phone. They're 10.
All right, so moving on to you. Piper, favorite scene? Scenes,
There's this part at the end of the movie where everything just stops, and there's nothing else.
Oh, you do that too often. You're not taking the cop out this time. Pick a scene. You do that too much.
If you would have listened and got out of my facial, you would have heard me say, "Just kidding." But Paul is just seeing before and post credits.
Okay.
So when Hillary Swank getting her head shoved into a wall.
Yes, Hillary Swank. I like that. That one's a good one.
Yep.
Okay. Just like, Stephen Root just having enough of the screaming. Just
to have her head just like
oh my god
shoved into a wall. That cross-eyed thing where she does.
Okay, and now you, Miss Farah.
Well, the detention slips. What's his friend floating there when Pike thinks he's just drunk.
Get like, away, man! You're floating.
How drunk do you have to be floating to the second floor?
Where he's looking out the window down at the ground below going, are you on something? No, I'm definitely not.
It doesn't fit, it's figuratively you get high. You don't literally get high.
David Arquette outside the window, I'm hungry, let me in, I'm hungry.
He was angry at that point.
Okay,
he
I saw something angry. Recently that if a cop is a vampire and he has a search warrant for a house, can he go in the house without being invited?
He's technically going to be given legal permission.
That's what I thought.
I must say, a search warrant does not equal an invitation. Because in any lore, anybody invited to the house has to be invited by somebody who actually lives in that house.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, that's true.
Someday we will have to figure that out. I did not realize this. This is Thomas Jane.
Oh,
right there. Thomas Jane plays Zeph the mechanic in this film. He was a lot younger here.
I mean, a lot of people are a lot younger in 1993.
Well, of course, yes. Many years younger.
Oh, my God.
He was a lot younger here.
That was, 30 years ago?
Because chronologically.
Yeah. 31 years
31,
ago?
31, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a long
time Well, you
time
said
ago.
It was made in 92.
92.
Wow, Jesus.
But I think the original release, like whatever the original festival release for this was 92. And then it got wide release 93.
You also got to realize, as an actress, a lot of movies back then took longer to go, from script to the pre-production, development, post-production, and then into the theaters, and then an actual release to home video. Now, they get almost everything done. you know, 6 months of filming, 2 months of editing, and all that other shit, goes to the theaters, and within 3 months later, it's on digital and streaming. Release. And,
yeah. I will mention my two favorite scenes after I ask a quick question. Does anybody else feel like Luke Perry's van looks like... It looks like the Scooby-Doo van, but it had been abandoned 20 years since the cartoon.
Yeah, it's very rusty.
Do you want to know an interesting fact?
Sure.
That van is the reason that Buffy's gang is called the Scoobies, because they also put Oz in the same type of van.
Okay. Oh. They called them the Scoobies because Oz had a van.
Oh. I assumed it was something else.
It's a whole mystery van type of connection.
Oh, I missed the face tat. He's got the teardrop.
That's just random vampire.
No, I know.
It's like, most of us know I have a thing for a man in a leather jacket, and when Pike shows up at that school dance, I was like, whoo! Mm-hmm. Girl, he could have danced with me.
So I have three favorite scenes. Scene number one, when Donald Sutherland throws the knife at Buffy's face, she's like, you threw a knife at my head.
But she got it.
And I was wishing it would have went through.
Only because... of my realization, my second favorite scene is when the rando basketball vampire guy growls at Ben Affleck, and he's like, oh my god, he just have the ball.
You know? Yeah, right?
He had more squeamish than a girl.
For all of a second and a half in the movie, Ben Affleck had the same face that Hilary Swank had throughout most of the movie.
Okay, and here's the other thing. She says, she can tell when one's near, if she's getting cramps, but how do you know, what if it is that PMS time?
Well, that's just the funny part. Good thing my PMS is now a superpower.
Right? So she's just going to begin it.
Well, yeah, maybe during that actual time she starts attracting the vampires.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like we used to think you can't go swimming because the sharks will smell if you go swimming, you know.
Well, it's like, well, I mean, they vampires literally can smell blood. They smell the iron.
Right.
Oh. What if you were just on iron pills?
And what is your third scene?
My third favorite scene is part of the dance scene at the end, where Buffy's walking through that group of vampires, the five of them, like, bust through the door and all just stand at the threshold. She's like, don't worry, they can't come in, they haven't been invited. And then Hilary Swank just pops up, she goes, but I invited them. What? They're seniors!
You're like, you can shit on Hilary Swank as much as you want, but I actually like her as an actress.
Hilary Swank did a good job here.
Again, matter of opinion, I did not like her in The Next Karate Kid.
I never saw that.
Mind you, I've already noticed this opinion, like, just checking chat forums, that guys did not like her role in The Next Karate Kid.
No, that's not surprising.
Women loved her role in The Next Karate Kid.
Yeah.
So it seems to
be. I'm not going to sit there and say it's like she's the best Karate Kid ever. Like,
no.
It's like, I just think.
Oh, that was definitely Jaden Smith. Just different.
He was the best.
Yeah, Jaden, yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
Oh, you're sure. Will Smith's kid. You're so full of shit that the toilet is jealous.
Oh my god, right? No way.
I was bored last night, and you know how
a Nepo baby.
We do those pitch storm things, and my brain just started rolling for a minute. It's like, you know what I want? You know what I want? I want a really low-budget, bad remake of The Karate Kid. Like an off-brand Karate Kid, but it's Finn Wolfhard playing The Karate Kid.
Yes.
And for some fucking reason, he's being trained by Mike Tyson.
Oh my god. Wow. Or Hilary
Swank.
For some reason.
Hilary Swank. Swank. Yeah, oh yeah, that would definitely be better. Just Hilary Swank is training him.
Right.
No, because then you wouldn't have that funny-ass lisp that Mike Tyson, and his high-ass voice that he's famous for.
Hilary Swank has to be the trainer on the other side,
the Cobra Kai trainer. She's got a little cameo as a ref.
Oh, God, no.
She's got to, like, be a badass, evil Cobra Kai trainer.
Oh, yeah, she could be.
Because she
can't do that to Julie-san.
She's had some roles where she kind of plays a bit of a badass.
Yeah.
There's a couple of
things. Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
Million Dollar Baby was amazing.
Love it. Loved it. Oh my gosh, so much.
Right? I think that was mostly because everybody loves Clint Eastwood's films. Ugh. For the most part, Clint Eastwood does some really good fucking films.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't deny her acting ability.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Oscar. So, did you not like... I mean, we're going a little off subject here, but we're still talking about somebody in the movie. Did you not like Next Karate Kid because of Hilary Swank or just because of the movie concept itself?
I think it's maybe because of the fact that I was steeped in the old Ralph Macchio films.
Yeah.
So I had watched all the Ralph Macchio films, and when you hear Next Karate Kid, I guess just Hilary Swank didn't feel right, didn't have the same kind of feel as the Ralph Macchio-led film.
Well, I mean, no film when you switch to another actor is going to have that same feel.
Yeah.
True.
Even if you had the same teacher. Rest in peace, Pat.
It's like the Ghostbusters. Oh, my God. People lost their shit with the female Ghostbusters. Like, oh, my God.
That's because that one sucked.
I liked it.
It was hard.
That one sucked.
That one sucked. Massive floppy donkey dick.
I don't know. Maybe a 6 or 7 out of 10 for me.
I'll give it like a 2, considering they were just trying to... it's one of the things. They were just trying to role reverse copy. It wasn't like they were trying to do... Like,
are we rating this movie?
Which one are we rating? Are we still talking about Buffy? Let's bring it
No, I'm sorry. Did we somehow start rating like the next Karate Kid? And
no, let's just save that for another.
Female Ghostbusters. Oops. All right, back to Buffy.
Right. Oh, like, I don't. Paul Reubens. Oh my God, I can't believe that I didn't know Paul Reubens was in this. I was a kid when I saw this.
One point, there is a part where he says something, like, I think right outside the van to a couple other vampires, and I'm like, okay, that totally looked and sounded like Pee-wee.
Oh, my God. Oh, I loved him.
Right.
But I don't think I would have recognized him.
That's also one of my favorite lines in the film right there. Passed by it. Kill him a lot.
Kill him a lot. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
All Pee-wee. That's all Paul Reubens. He's funny as hell, but
The guitar just disintegrates when he hits the guy. Like, what did you think you were going to do? Why did you keep it in the case?
He's been in a few other things where he's really good. Like, he was in the Blues Brothers, the original Blues Brothers movie. No, not Luke Perry. Luke Perry is just Luke Perry.
I know. I'm like, what?
The only time that I've seen Luke Perry do something that didn't feel like Luke Perry, that was like Riverdale. Didn't really feel like Luke Perry, him playing the dad.
Another one I never saw.
And I mean, he was a dilf.
8 seconds where he played the Bronco Buster. That was kind of not Luke Perry.
Oh, so I never
or
saw
Bull
it.
Rider,
never
sorry. Well, he was not a Bronco Buster.
Oh. Was that something seconds? 8 seconds?
8 seconds, that was a good movie. Okay, so we're going to go back
around. I get disappointed that when they get stabbed, like, nothing happens. Like...
Stab, no?
Well, in you've got to think. It was
there's no special effects.
The late 80s movie.
Yeah.
Like,
they're not going to have the dusting like we do now.
The only real special effect you saw was when the holy water hit.
Special effects.
Hit David Arquette's face. That's the only special effect they gave to any damage to the vampires.
God, what was the budget on this?
They couldn't even get the cheerleaders to look like they've ever cheerleaded before.
Ooh, look, I can be a cheerleader.
Let's look at Buffy's fighting. Like, she does not, like, she throws, like, a kick, a couple of punches. It ain't like the TV show. It's like, but you also got to think about it. Like, when they were doing the TV show, they had to think about, okay, Buffy's in high school. Like, I mean, of course, they retconned stuff, and she was a sophomore when she went to high school instead of a senior, like she was in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things they got to think about. She really doesn't have time to be burying bodies and then trying to get to school and trying to get home and all this other stuff. So they had to have something where they're like, poof, gone.
I think, first of all, we'll get back to why the cheerleaders sucked in this, and I think it's just because the only thing the cheerleaders were meant to do in this, it's Joss Whedon. It's Joss.
Mm.
He just had the cheerleaders there because, look, they're bouncing around. That's it.
Horrible choreography. You do realize that Joss was not the lead person on this project?
This is his film, though.
No, really. It's his idea, but somebody else took the film and did it in a way he did not want it done. That's why he was happy to do the TV show, where he had full creative freedom to do what he wanted and what he wanted the movie to actually be originally.
Well, it's kind of like Quentin Tarantino and True Romance. It was his idea, it was his screenplay, but somebody else directed and produced the film.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that was their whole thing.
Yeah, that's why Joss Whedon was not proud of this film. As like, people can say what they want about Joss Whedon. He's a douche, he's a dick, and all that other shit, I agree. Yeah. But he did have a great creative mind when it came to film and television.
What's that noise?
I don't know.
Do we got a ghost in here?
I think we have a ghost in here. There's a lot of air or something coming over somebody's microphone.
Could
be mine. Sorry,
it's okay.
It was very ghost sounding though. It was creepy.
I think we had to acknowledge it.
You got a ghost in you. I mean, that ghost needs to get out of your facial.
Yes. Okay, sorry.
Copyrighted.
I changed the lyrics. Yeah. No copyright infringement. Right.
It's a parody.
Also, I think it's only copyright infringement if you play the actual song.
Yeah.
I'm not playing
the acapella. It's different.
Oh, I don't.
I don't have the karaoke music going back up here. Even still, karaoke is where you get around that a little bit.
Yeah.
And also, you have to play like over 30 seconds of a song.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that might have been half a second.
Yeah.
That's why, like, during, like, when I'm on Twitch and people are subscribing and I have some Britney Spears playing and it goes only, like, no more than 10 seconds, that's why I don't get in trouble.
Okay. Look at this friggin' jacket on. That's Rutger Hauer.
Right? Yeah, Rutger Hauer. Oh, his
it's like a smoking jacket. Like they'd have very.
His vampire was very. I don't know.
Hugh Hefner? School, very 18.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, it's like a bathrobe.
He could definitely tell that he was struggling.
I would wear that.
He wore
not
lipstick.
Not in public though.
He wore lipstick because you can tell in certain scenes he had heavy lipstick on because the makeup that they used in most of the other scenes washed everything out and just made him look pale and white.
They look really white there.
And then he would have scenes where his lips were like flush and red.
Oh yeah, he was eating the cat, right?
Yes, he was going to eat the cat. Oh. That was the kitten was his meal.
Oh man.
So.
Mm. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Kitty Chow.
That just made more sense.
What?
Sorry, I am sorry, Pharaoh. I'm about to ruin something. But it makes sense why demons gamble for kittens in Buffy, the show. Now,
right.
Because of that.
Oh.
The demons are gambling for kittens because kittens are yummy. Oh.
They're vegetarian.
They're vegetarian.
You eat kittens because you're vegetarian.
Well, I mean, kind of like on Twilight when they go and they...
Oh, okay. I get what you mean now. Damn. I had a blonde moment. I had a Buffy moment. Okay?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Oh god!
Keep your hand off my thing.
That just reminded me. Like I used to work at a leather shop, and someone came in. They were like, "Do y'all have any vegan leather?"
Look at the.
I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. Oh yeah. I do not think of like plant materials as leather because leather's supposed to be from an animal. You just want plant materials to wear. So when they asked me, "Do you have any vegan leather?" I was like, "I think the cows ate grass before they died."
It's called pleather. Pleather.
Yeah, fake. Yeah, I would never call it. Yeah. Well, I was surprised when I first had the
cows ate grass before they died.
Like there was a hair dye that was vegan, and I'm like, I used to think like vegan was just, you know, that you would eat. I'm like, I never thought of any other kind of animal product thing. I'm like, are you like supposed to eat this hair dye?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they can use that for anything that's not animal based.
Well, it's like I knew vegan was like something that's not like animal based, but when they were talking about vegan leather, I was just like. Okay, all leather comes from animals, and that's why I was just like, my first thought was just like, I think the cows just ate grass before they died.
Yeah.
I don't know, I wasn't there to slaughter them.
I know, well, you can be a vegan, because like, if you only eat animals that eat vegetables, right? That sounds right.
I'm a vegan once removed.
Yeah, exactly.
I only eat animals that only eat vegetables. I don't like those carnivorous animals.
Right, you know. No.
I need my animals to be pure of mind and body.
You know, sorry, that cow ate a horse over there. We're not touching that.
Ew.
Just attack cows.
Look at these ears. How do people not notice the ears?
Outside,
that's another thing I wanted to get into.
I have to actually ask something. So after watching several of the basketball scenes, how is it they managed to find some guys? Like the ones that you see mostly.
No,
for the
they're
most part,
great. Their outfits do look purple.
Okay, they kind of do look purple.
Maybe it depends on your TV.
Maybe your TV was a little off.
Okay, no. If you watch it while they're in the gym, it looks purple. But when he runs out of the gym and he's like in the carnival and whatever, it is blue.
Is it the lighting?
Maybe the lighting was off in the movie itself.
Is that Ben Affleck?
They fucked up on color correction.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. That's right. I did notice
that. That's Ben Affleck with his Hillary Swank face.
I thought that
was
him. Yeah.
Looking like he's all of 14.
He's like, yeah, here, take it.
You mean his Hillary Stank face?
Hillary Stank face. And tell me, I misidentified this. I don't think I did.
What?
Now, cause I think it's because of the fact that what's her name? Natasha Lyonne was actually the first person that was offered the role of Buffy the Vampire Slayer for the TV show. So right after
he hands off
the ball and he's like, here, take it. In the front row over here, when they cut away,
oh,
that looks like Natasha Lyonne.
Oh, yeah, she kind of does, but with braces.
We're sitting here looking at something you guys
just
can't.
Just the hair.
But it looks a lot like her.
In the front row with the game.
When at first glance, I thought the girl who played Jennifer, the go-along popular girl, was Carrie Russell.
Oh, yeah. It looked like it.
It's the hair.
Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As Buffy.
Right?
She was the one that was originally offered the role. She turned it down.
Really? Yeah,
and then it's like, and then we also had Charisma Carpenter, who played Cordelia in the show, who actually auditioned for Buffy, and Sarah Michelle Gellar actually auditioned for Cordelia.
Wow.
I could see those two maybe switching, but well, it's Natasha Lyonne?
It's one of those things. I think how does Josh Buffy know how to against
a motorcycle? She knows how to
Charisma Carpenter's casting as Buffy for the simple fact that when Charisma Carpenter joined the cast, she was 27, and he knew he wanted to try to take. If he could take Buffy from a half season to a full thing, he needed her to be a little bit younger just in case she started showing her age.
Yeah,
she did start showing it later seasons.
Yeah, and Charisma Carpenter, like I said, when she was first cast as Cordelia, she was 27 years old. I think she was the oldest teenage cast member.
So the question that I had before we went off on a tangent here.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you look at the basketball teams, you have a group of people, the people that get most of the screen time, but the extras that played the basketball players all looked like they were a minimum of 45. Minimum. Like, there were some old motherfuckers trying to play teenagers there.
Look at all the old fuckers who played teenagers in Greece.
And I love how it's the parade.
I'm just saying.
The floral, the parade, what do you call it?
The parade?
The roses.
Parade of roses? Yeah, what are we doing here?
No, I just love that.
This is like the homecoming parade that some people have.
You know, randomly they're, you know, at the...
The Parade of Roses.
Yeah.
They somehow...
Rose Bowl.
They somehow managed to get into a place that has a bunch of, like, floats.
Yeah. It's like a carnival. Parade of floats, yeah.
Where he knocks her down and goes, somebody got an ouchie.
But that's a lot of work on the floats.
That's what Sarah brought up earlier.
How does this motherfucker call himself a god, but for some reason he turned into a vampire and dropped like 40 IQ points?
My question is why
now
do
I'm a
some
god.
Of the vampires seem normal and can talk, and then the other ones are just like, bleh.
I can answer that one.
You can? Sure. Yeah.
Wait, are you just talking about, like, they talk, but it just sounds kind of mumbled?
No, no. Well, some of them...
Okay, so,
some of them get into this mode of, me, Tarzan, Arquette. You, Jane.
Yeah.
You know, kind of...
Yeah.
They lose all syntax.
He seems normal. He just really wants blood, right?
Yeah, he seems more manic.
But he can talk. And yeah. He can,
I mean, when you get hungry, sometimes you forget words, you know.
The basketball guy... He just seemed stupid to begin with,
he was stupid in the beginning.
He can at least talk and whatnot, but then like the guys who go after Pike when he's by his van can't talk or anything. They're just like,
zombie. Wrong movie.
Hold on, grr.
I can answer that on an actor standpoint. If you have actual lines and words,
you get paid
more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually get paid more than just being an extra, because then if you talk, you're considered a featured extra.
Yeah.
If you only make sound effects, you're still basically a piece of furniture for the movie, which means they don't have to pay you as much.
I just feel like those two guys and the two people at the grave
were more his lipstick
like zombies.
Now.
Less vampire.
Yeah.
Well, you also got to think about when they first come out, they are kind of disoriented.
I guess so.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a quick question for Piper, because she'd probably the first... Actually, you could all try to answer this one. So, Buffy TV show, we're going to move over there for just a second. The very end, that Gur-Arg thing, it's basically he wrote a logo for himself with the name Mutant Enemy on it. Where does that come from?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Didn't he do an X-Men thing beforehand?
It has nothing to do with that.
Oh.
So the logo, he was asked to basically write a logo for his own production company. He drew a logo within about 10 minutes using the name Mutant Enemy, which was originally what he called his typewriter back when he was first doing screenplays. That was the name of his typewriter.
Was it Joss Whedon?
Joss Whedon, yeah. Yes.
That kind of makes sense.
So basically he did base that whole thing, that little thing that he does at the end... That Gur-Arg thing is based off his typewriter.
Makes me wonder if that's that noise he made a lot of times while dealing with his typewriter.
Does anybody else feel like Brad Pitt might have stolen a bit of his gig from Rutger Hauer in this film.
You mean like Interview
with a Vampire?
That's another one I didn't really see. Or if I saw it, I don't remember it.
You saw it, you don't remember it?
No, because it's complicated. It's like, if you think about it, when did Interview with a Vampire come out?
Oh, God, many years later.
Around, 92?
No, wasn't it around the same time?
Well, if you think about it, Brad Pitt wouldn't have been able to steal that from Buffy because Buffy wouldn't have come out yet. Or Buffy would have still been in production while he was working in Interview with a Vampire.
No, this is 94.
Oh.
This is.
And this came out in 93?
The original run, the original release was 92. The full worldwide release was 93. Mm. And Interview with a Vampire came out in 94.
Wait a second.
I'm because just saying.
We just went through this, though.
We did? What did we go through?
We were talking about how long it took to make a movie back then versus now.
I'm thinking Interview with a Vampire probably took longer to make.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, production quality is very different to what you get with Buffy here.
Yeah.
Buffy, yeah, I could see having been thrown together and them using sets for a lot of this stuff.
Well, it's one of those things. It's a possibility that Rutger Hauer took his performance from Nosferatu, which came out, in the 30s, the 40s?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way.
And then also, Interview with a Vampire took a lot of the same elements from Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland, worst death scene ever. Horrible death scene. Just.
I just he's keep dying laughing now. At the he fact that like he keeps just calling her bitch.
He didn't look like he died. And next scene, by the way, after he dies, Christy Swanson looks like she got made up like Patricia Arquette. Just a little bit. But he dies, and he doesn't look like he dies. He just looks like he slowly went to sleep.
Yeah, that's what he looked like. He was just going to take an old man nap.
He got stabbed in the chest. They try to explain that he's been around for fucking ever. Okay. Right? Somehow partially immortal. He gets stabbed in the chest with whatever, and then he slowly goes to sleep.
He was immortal? Oh, yeah.
Well, because he kind of explained that he was around when these other...
That's true.
He's been training the other Slayers.
No, he got taken down pretty easily. He
got taken down real fucking easy.
He killed the other Slayers.
Right? I think so. And I also I also think that Rutger Hauer just decided to lay out fucking Pee-wee there.
Yeah.
Like, Rutger Hauer playing his violin, he's like, you know what? Just let her kill you. Go on. Let her stab you. What? Now? Yeah, you're dead. Okay.
I just find that funny. Like I said, Rucker Howard calling her a bitch over and over, just the way he says it. I'm not done with you, bitch.
That's the worst insult.
There's no force behind that word, especially with the lisp that the prosthetics, the teeth caused him. Right?
Bitch.
It came off as a little flamboyant.
He's old. He's like 50.
He's so Liberace.
So old, like, she said. He's so old. He's like 50.
I was thinking more like Jack from Will and Grace. Oh. I'm not done with you, bitch.
But we didn't get the, oh my God.
It was close. The oh my God was his clothes. That's like every single thing that he wore, it was like Liberace outfit. Like, wow, the flash. And the fact that he walked in with a cape and a fucking katana sword at the end of the movie.
Yeah, that's another thing I had to bitch about. Like, this goes into the poor stunt choreography. The fact that a katana could break, I don't know, a full stack of bamboo, but it couldn't cut that one majorette flag.
Well, it also seemed that we are missing one of the big elements from the TV show, is that the vampires and Buffy herself... didn't have any real strength. There was no enhanced strength anywhere in this particular movie.
I know. For vampires, they weren't that
strong.
She
had the menstrual radar for some reason, but no enhanced strength.
Yeah.
I have no idea why that was.
I would have liked to have seen a montage of working out, you know. Wait, there was a montage.
They had the montage of her training.
Yeah, but she didn't do any weights, did she?
I'm going to...
Well, that's just it. All of her... Like, if you look at Buffy the show, Sarah Michelle Gellar is small.
I was going to say...
Yeah.
She is really skinny.
Christy Swanson
is
physically imposing. She's not a small girl at all.
It's like, if you look at Christy Swanson, you could probably compare her, if she had dark hair, to Lucy Lawless as Xena.
Yeah.
Is, like, body type. like Sarah Michelle Gellar was small, so it's like I think they had to put more emphasis on Sarah Michelle Gellar's Buffy being like all of your strength and speed and everything comes from your supernatural abilities as a Slayer.
Like, she's physically fit like you would expect, like a gymnast or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't get that from Sarah Michelle Gellar. Sarah Michelle Gellar is small, and they use that trope of the Slayer basically having enhanced strength along with the gifts that she was given to kind of offset that. She wasn't exactly athletic in the TV show.
Yeah.
No, it's like you could tell she got more athletic as the seasons went on. Like, after season 3, it's like, I'm going to say this, and it's going to be completely weird that I do, but it's like, if you look at, like, once she transitioned into college, it's like, okay, we don't need no more push-up bras or all that other stuff, because, like, it's the 2000s, it's like, we don't need your boobs being all the way up here and looking huge to catch the, like, male viewership. It's like, we've already got it. It's like, we can get away from the padded bras, because, like, if you look at Emma Caulfield, who played Anya, she went braless most of the her time on the show. But it's like, in the 90s and stuff, it was all about the push-up bras, because I remember Holly Marie Combs on Charmed, like, in the first 2 episodes of Charmed, she was in a push-up bra, and then she was like, I'm done with that.
Charmed fell into that horrible thing that a lot of TV shows fell into the 90s, where I really feel they were like, you know what, let's turn this down and make it real cold so everybody in the room's high-beaming.
Oh my god.
Why is the air conditioning blasting in here? Because the guys are going to watch more if you just...
Yeah,
I don't get
it. You say that, and it's like, I remember this one meme, and it's from Scream, and I only bring it up because Charmed and Rose McGowan.
Right.
It's like, there's one scene in Scream, it's like, she's opened the garage doors before she gets killed, and it's like, her high beams are there, and it's like, how excited are you for Halloween? And it's just a picture of Rose McGowan with her high beams. I'm this excited.
There was a lot of an issue with that in Friends, too, like, the studio must have been freezing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
The studio must have been freezing.
And they even did a whole thing where they were on... Monica was doing karaoke, and she didn't know her shirt was see-through.
Right, right. That, I mean, if you go back and watch the show, I don't think they did... Nothing happened with Lisa Kudrow because she always wore the long, flowy stuff.
Yeah.
But Monica and Rachel both had a real bad problem with high-beaming, and to a lesser extent, on occasion, you caught one of the guys.
They usually had more clothes.
Was Phoebe on Friends supposed to be like the hippie or something?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. She was not just the hippie, though. She was just like, she was the crazy one.
She was a little more out there the first season.
She's supposed to, it's like, from what I've heard, she's supposed to be like the funny person to watch.
Yeah, her and Joey are my favorites.
Still have their moments. Yeah.
Joey could just, I'm just like, he could bang.
I mean, I love the sarcasm of Chandler,
and he did
too.
He did a lot of banging.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, I saw this picture that said it had Ross and it had a fake beard on him, and he looks really good with a beard. And I was like, if he was on that show with a beard, I think a lot more people would love him.
He looks better now, a little bit older.
Yeah,
I think they all look better.
You wouldn't know who else looks who has gotten better looking with age? Famke Janssen.
Okay, we're
I can't picture her nowadays.
Wow, we just stepped way outside of everything we were talking about.
Buffy's
there.
Buffy's like wearing a wedding dress to the like this way dance. Outside. She seems a lot more dressy than the other girls.
Yeah, she definitely, she went with like full-on prom dress, not whatever the hell everybody else is wearing. Like,
and who brings a big old purse to,
well, if you notice,
well, I mean,
like,
you gotta have
a
steak somewhere.
Everybody else there is wearing something that's really downplayed.
Yeah.
Nobody else went for anything
formal.
Particularly
it's
flashy.
It's semi-formal.
Except for the main girls.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If you even look at Hillary Swank, isn't she wearing some type of, like, jacket thing over her dress?
Of course.
I think, like, she walked into the room with it slung over her shoulder, though.
Yeah,
like, later,
she's not in
she takes
yet.
Luke Perry's jacket to wear.
Oh.
No, I'm talking about Hillary Swank's character.
Oh, Hillary Swank is wearing, like, a purple jacket over hers.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, hers is even played, like, all of their outfits are played down.
Yeah. Because they want
her
to be the focal point.
Maybe the black girl.
Mm. Like, everybody else is played down, and she's wearing a push-up dress.
Yeah.
Like, she needed it.
A push-up,
I love
wedding dress.
Her outfit at prom.
It's practically a wedding dress.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Buffy?
Buffy, yeah.
But that's way more of a prom dress.
When I looked at it, I was just like, girl, that made your shoulders look way more bigger than they need to be.
Well, oh, that's why they put the jacket on her, and then she looks really badass.
It's because it's like a halter.
I thought her having the jacket on, I was like, nope, that clashes.
Where's Hilary Swank?
Like, nope.
Okay. Hilary Swank, we already passed by her twice. Just
screaming.
Did I not recognize her?
Yeah, no.
Oh, Slash? There's Slash.
Something I have to bring up in the movie. Didn't the black, the Valley Girl, she stake one of the vampires and then later was eaten by one?
Yes.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, she pushes Hilary Swank away from the window, doesn't get away from herself even though she knows to stake one?
Right. Well, I mean, it was self-sacrificial.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good jacket.
Like, that's so not the set.
Like, is he wearing... Okay, so he basically wore a padded leather jacket for his motorcycle, if I'm not mistaken. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Padded leather motorcycle jacket.
And look, now his hair is more slicked back.
Right.
I'm just so glad he shaved off that stupid soul patch.
Yes! Oh my god. Yes.
He looks so much better at the dance. If Luke Perry ever looked like that on 90210, oh my god.
Well, he was
looked good already on 90210, but he would have been, like, accelerated in his hotness.
Oh, yeah.
If he had the slicked back hair and the jacket.
Well, he was doing kind of the douchey loner thing in the beginning, where he, you know how you get that group of loners, like, you think you're better than us? Well, we're better than you. You know, that kind of douchey loner group. Mm. That's what he was doing alongside of his buddy. And then... as he slowly fell for her, she fell for him, and then now they're both kind of clean cut. And for some reason, at the end, both of their hair is slicked back.
Oh, you mean her? She's got the bun.
That's how you know back. They're serious.
The bun. She's got the bun.
Yes. She has swept
back. You can't be serious with messy hair.
Right.
No, you can't. Yeah. She's got one Princess Leia bun at the back of her head. Just one.
No, remember we used to have those fake things that you put your hair around and makes it look like a bigger bun?
They look more like a couple now with both of their hair slicked back. I have no... you do not remember my hair way back
when? Yeah, but you didn't wear buns.
I did not wear buns. I wore ponytails. I did not wear buns. Yeah.
No, they sold these little, inserts, like this thing. It was like a donut, and you'd wrap your hair around it. I think I still have some. Yeah.
And in one picture that I have hidden away somewhere, pigtails.
Mm.
So.
You had
pigtails. Yeah, just one hair. One picture.
Oh, the kiss. Oh, they're kissing. Yuck.
They don't look good kissing. I'll tell you that right now. They don't look... they just look like two people that are like uncomfortably mashing their face together. Yeah. Just, okay, I'm going to kiss you. You kiss me.
You turn your head to the left and I'll go to the right.
It was way too procedural. It looked very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, there's Hilary Swank. Oh, I see. She looks like a Mother of the Bride dress.
Doesn't
she look like she would be the Mother of a Bride? With the good old
I was thinking a Jewish American princess kind of dress. She had this whole
on. Old looking.
I did notice that this movie was very whitewashed.
Yeah.
They had a couple of token black characters.
One black.
We got one Latino guy that comes in at the end here who was just bitten by the vampires, then passes out 2 seconds later. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I got a little blood.
But it was primarily a whitewashed movie.
Oh, well, which, yeah.
I hate to say it.
It's a lot of movies, then.
It was a Joss thing. There wasn't if you looked at a lot of his projects, outside of maybe Firefly, you did not have a lot of lead characters of any type of ethnicity.
There was only one lead character in one of his shows that was not white, and that would have been Zoe in Firefly.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Firefly.
I think she's Afro-Latino.
I thought there was one person in Dollhouse as well.
I didn't watch Dollhouse. I think wasn't that Eliza Dushku's
project? She's the only one I remember in that.
Lasted like 2 seasons.
I think I watched one episode.
That explains why no one else realizes anybody else in that show.
I appreciated.
They're like, oh, a faith show.
I appreciated that show for one thing. So he released the movie, the TV show, and he was fairly certain that it wasn't going to get a second season. So when it came out on DVD, he had the ending to that season on the DVD. But he got greenlit for a second season. So in that season, he had to explain away the ending from the first season. He's like, wait, you're giving me a second season? Fuck, how do I talk my way out of this? And so...
You guys want to know... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you want to know something real creepy?
Sure.
So my phone is listening to us because I'm on Google, and I'll look through like my Google stories, and the very last one is Luke Perry and the Untold History of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
They're all listening. They're all the phones are listening. Like,
Our phones listen to us?
Our phone is always listening to us. Always. I just have so Ross with a beard on my phone right now.
That's I know. I was going to say, why, you know, you're going to get all kinds of pop-ups now.
Ross with a beard, yeah.
Ross with a beard.
Well, like...
What'd you say? I'm not... I mean, what about the 90s?
Yesterday.
In the 90s.
So I don't know.
Had a beard 90s. Trend. Oh.
Yeah, he does like, look better with odds? A beard. He does.
Yeah.
Though I don't think that his character... I honestly don't think his character would have been likable the way that they played it in the TV show if he had a beard.
No, I really don't. He looks more like an evil Ross.
Like, he looks like the Ross that Rachel ends up dating. Like, that...
Russ.
Russ.
Yeah, and I really thought they found an actor that looked just like him.
Right.
It was him.
It reminds me of the evil doppelganger.
I love Ross as a character. Like, the more
is that
the
Alexis
series
Arquette?
Goes on.
Oh, wow. I would have not recognized her.
From what I've read, they said Ross was like a toxic character in retrospect.
Oh, yeah, totally.
No, it's because people love Jennifer Aniston. That's why they say that.
He was horrible to her.
I don't think that Ross was a toxic character. I just think they showed a lot of toxic dynamics between the two of them.
Yeah.
They both did toxic things.
Him a little more than her.
To get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
It's like now
to watch it and make
he
my
was
own
always
decisions.
Jealous
like,
of that of
just
that
like,
guy
did
she
he
worked
do
with.
More? Like they were on a break.
Oh, it was and... a, wasn't a break.
funny,
it was a fight.
I just saw a meme with them, and I haven't even watched the show yet. And it's like we were on a break.
Oh my god!
Literally, mind you, they took a break, and then shortly
like
thereafter, she came back to say, "No, I don't want to do that."
Yeah, well, it was a fight. It wasn't. They shouldn't have said break, but it was. When I was married, that we did the same thing. I had a fight. I don't think we ever said break. And I went to my mom's for the night, and he was already looking for girls online. He said, I thought you weren't coming back. I thought it was over. I'm like, what?
Wait, you waited 12 days? 12 hours.
No,
wow.
12 minutes. Yeah, 12 I think minutes. I was right out the door.
12 days, 12 hours. Oh, no, 12
and
minutes.
I'm like, no, I mean, one thing, if you were on a break, I mean, he didn't waste any fucking time.
Well, the Ross, thing is that his friends made him go out.
Yeah.
She said they were on a break. You know, what is a guy to do? That's what a guy's response would be. Girls
I mean,
wallow.
give it a little bit, you know?
You know.
Don't waste any
but
time.
But I think because people love her character so much that they just can't get over Ross cheating on her.
Yeah.
But he didn't cheat. They weren't together.
I think there's one thing I'm looking forward to with this TV show when we start watching it is that the Monica bangs.
Monica
that
bang.
That ended up later in...
Oh, the baby.
That sounds like a
baby. Monica bang. it did sound like
the
big.
The bangs that she ended up with, like, I think in screen... screen 3.
Oh, the bangs. I thought you were talking about when the baby says... Monica Bang.
Monica Bang.
Yeah, no. He predicted
it. I didn't know that was a thing. I was talking about the bangs she was wearing on her fringe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it's like... Because then later it ended up on Phoebe in season 4 or 5. I think 4 of Charmed. I'm just like, what is up with the people in these really, really short-ass bangs?
They're horrible.
So, see, we're getting to the point we're going to start wrapping things up here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mention one thing, and then we're going to go into the closing stuff here. I did not realize, now that I've got it playing in the background, I did not realize that Paul Reubens' character was essentially taken out by an unsharpened ruler.
Exactly. And
an
ruler. How come it's taken him so long to die?
Oh, because he improvised his death scene. He didn't just want to die. He improvised the whole thing. And then he's just kicking. All right, so.
Then he stops, looks at Buffy.
Why
does he say your first real kill? Didn't she already kill all the vampires?
What?
He said your first real kill.
Yeah, she's already killed several things.
I know. Why did he say that?
I have no idea.
That's not her first kill.
Because he's stupid. Your first real kill.
I caught that. I was
like,
no, what about all the other ones?
No. No, there's several people.
Like at least a dozen.
It's real because it's one of his minions.
Oh, okay.
You know what? Maybe we shouldn't call her Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We should call her Buffy the Wiener Splitter.
Y'all, you ruined my hot dog.
Buffy the Wiener Slayer.
And I love how when you push
somebody,
he pushes them into the electrical box and immediately
electrocutes. She's not Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's Buffy the Oscar Mayer Filayer. Or Oscar Mayer Filayer.
My hot dog has a first name.
Okay, starting with Sarah, we're going to go around here. We're going to do two quick things. Number one, best and worst performances. Number two, out of 11, what would you rate the film?
Out of 11.
Ooh. Best performance goes to Pee Wee Herman.
Yes.
Pee Wee Herman. Okay. Pee Wee Herman, best performance.
And worst performance is Hillary Skank.
Hillary Skank. Okay. Yeah. So worst performance, Hillary Skank. All right. Yeah. Piper?
She didn't rate the movie yet.
Oh, you did not rate the movie. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry.
Let me move back. We're doing the Spinal Tap scale. Turn it up to 11. Out of 11, what would you rate this film?
I would give it a 7 out of 11.
7 out of 11. 7-11. Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. Best performance, Paul Reubens.
Paul Reubens, mm-hmm. Okay.
Worst performance, Christy Swanson.
Oh, I wouldn't her the worst performance in this film. There's so many people to pick from.
I wouldn't even give it to Hillary Swank because as a Valley Girl, she did her job.
Detention. Detention. We're at that scene.
No.
Okay.
I'm totally giving worst performance to Christy Swanson as the titular title character. She underperformed.
Okay. Okay.
But, and as a whole for the movie, I give it a 2.
Ooh. A 2?
That's the lowest rating I've given. I gave Shock Treatment a better rating than this movie.
I think she's doing that because of her love for the TV show.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like I said, the title character of Buffy is she's supposed to be the typical blonde you would see in a horror movie turned heroine type thing. But it's when, the performance just wasn't there for me.
Okay.
I did not like this version of Buffy at all.
Mind you, if this Buffy didn't exist, your Buffy probably wouldn't exist.
Oh. Okay. Can I ask?
That's a fair point.
Piper, when did you see this movie for the first time?
Probably in 99.
So you'd already seen the regular Buffy then?
I've seen a few episodes of Buffy. I didn't get to watch Buffy in its full run until it started coming out in DVDs in in its later run, in 2002.
See, so that's what I think the difference is, because that's how I feel about The Princess Bride. I know a lot of people love it. I hated The Princess Bride.
I'm not a fan of The Princess Bride.
But I didn't see it until I was already in, graduating from high school. And all the people that I know that love it saw it when they were a kid. And I think it depends on when you see it, like this movie. Yeah. Because I saw this when it originally came out.
Yeah.
You know.
See, and maybe if I had seen it when it originally came out, maybe I would have loved it and all the nostalgia it would bring. But I didn't see it until the late 90s, early 2000s, when it was on HBO on a run, running every single day or every single weekend, HBO used to do on all the shows.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And Farrah.
Okay, really quick. I already forgot what I was going to say.
Best and worst performances.
Well, first, I'm just going to skip ahead. I'd give it a 5. I saw it when I was 13 or 14 when it came out.
Okay.
And I thought it was, then I probably would have given it an 11. I thought it was, she's kick ass, And then that nothing holds up from your childhood,
No.
It doesn't. But just seeing it now compared to movies of the last few years, it's, But back then, I'd give it an 11. Now, a 4 or 5.
Okay.
And Paul Reubens. As he said, and the worst, I don't know if it's just because I don't like him, but David Arquette just
worst performance. David Arquette. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll go through my rating very quickly. So I would probably hover around 7 for this film. And that's just nostalgic value. I've watched this movie a few times. I still got quite a few laughs out of it. Even if some of the laughs were because of the bad acting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
As for best and worst performances, I'm going to agree with Sarah. Hillary Swank, definitely worst performance. I didn't like her at all. I guess that some of the funny here was just the fucking faces that she made throughout the entire film.
Yeah.
But even though she played the Valley Girl thing to perfection, it was just off-putting enough that I couldn't get behind it. Personally, best performance for me, and this is just because I love this actor, Stephen Root, the guy that played the principal.
Oh, yeah, that would have been my second.
Throughout the entire film.
I mean, I'm a big fan of, you know, Office Space, King of the Hill.
Just when they all came into the... When Rutger Hauer comes in the scene, that's definitely not a student. You know? Oh, well, no shit.
Yeah.
Detention.
Quick question. How did Rucker Howard get into the dance if he wasn't a senior who was invited?
I have no idea.
Somebody must have invited him.
He came through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You know, just drawing the sword. And, all right. That's it. My best, worst performance. Everybody's got their rating in. It looks like overall, with the two that you gave out, the five that you gave out, the seven that we both gave out, we're probably hovering around a five overall for this film as a group. Yeah. Which seems about right.
But back then, it was better. I think it's like a four. Yeah.
You lowered this enough that your rating is lower than Spookies for this film.
Duh.
My rating is lower than the one I gave for Shock Treatment.
Yeah. I mean, all the films that we've rated, this is the lowest.
Hmm.
So we just started using the turn it up to 11 scale, like, what, like 7-8 movies ago?
Well, hopefully the next one's better.
Yeah.
What's this one that's popping up?
That has nothing to do with anything. That's Mannequin.
No, I know. We're not watching that.
I love that
say,
movie.
Because Andrew you like Hsu this. You're like,
and
yes.
Christy Swanson was the mannequin in the second movie.
Yes, she was.
Oh. Yes, she was.
I only remember, what's her name?
Horrible, horrible movie. Horrible
really?
Movie.
Really? I like the first one.
I forgot
one.
About Christy Swanson in that movie. Oh my God.
The first one was good, like with Kim Cattrall.
Yes. Kim
Cattrall. That's who it was, yeah.
But she was amazing in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, she had a lot of great stuff in the 80s.
Yeah.
Didn't she play Lassie in Porky's?
Yes, she did. I also liked, if you're rolling over the credits at the very end when they cut to Hillary Swank, the only part of the movie that I liked of hers is after she got knocked senseless and she does this whole prom acceptance speech. Or no, Miss America acceptance speech.
Oh, who? Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank. Yeah, she's just completely out of it.
She's got it, yeah.
Talking to the reporter like, I will definitely fulfill my duties as Miss America. Thank you.
And that reporter is pretty old for being a news reporter back then.
She looked like Madeleine Albright, that reporter. She was old.
Was she somebody's aunt or something? Is that why they cast her?
We have nobody else. Grandma, go. Just take the microphone. This is definitely a local reporter. Because there's no other California reporters that look like somebody's grandma coming out of Florida.
Right, yeah.
No, my God, I'm just dying. Grandma, go! Nobody else
showed
up!
Grandma, go! Everybody else, they're all dead.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't get to see what the vampires were doing outside of the dance.
Joan Rivers would have been good.
Joan Rivers is that one?
Yes, the reporter. That would have, she just popped into my mind.
Actually, if we're going by the 90s...
Joan Rivers wouldn't have...
What's her name?
Joan Rivers wouldn't have been allowed. She would have gave an R rating to this film.
Yeah. She looks a little like Dr. Ruth from back in the 80s and 90s, the sex therapist.
Not even as short as Dr. Ruth.
Sue Johnson, that was her name.
Who?
What?
Talks Text with Sue Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
All right, well, thank you everybody for showing up to tolerate what everybody rated very low for this movie.
And it's so nice to meet both of you.
And to,
fine lady.
It's nice to meet you.
Yes.
It's nice to meet both of y'all, too.
And Piper finally got to be on a podcast with Sarah.
I know. It's like every time that she has been on that I was supposed to be on or whatever, it's like I had a schedule conflict.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure out how to work around some of those the next time.
Yeah, we're all busy.
And you know, we need to find a new way to go out on this podcast. We've been doing the Thirsty Bitches thing for a while now.
We may not have to though.
We may not have to.
Well, have you been talking to Nico?
Yes, but we have to kind of come up with a unique way to do things when she's not around.
Fair point.
It doesn't sound the same coming out of my mouth. It doesn't.
What is it? What did she say?
Drink some water, you thirsty bitches.
Oh. Drink some water, you thirsty bitches. I can't.
Hydrate.
The way you did it just sounded creeper.
Like my drag queen creeper. Friend says, hydrate or dihydrate.
Just
or you know what? It sounded like Jack from Will and Grace.
Excuse me.
Drink some water, you thirsty bitches.
Excuse me, thirsty bitches. I have some water. You want to drink?
Just eat some popcorn, that's wonderful. You hungry movie animals.
There we go.
You filthy animals.
Drink some water, you filthy animals.
Filthy animal. And happy new year.